5, verses 13 to 16, Jesus tells us, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." I think that's great because I love salt, especially if it's Tony Sachery's Creole seasoning. Down here in New Orleans where the blues were born, a quick side shout to Frankie Adams and Lou Welsh, who wrote Mardi Gras Mambo, made that line famous. Famous down here anyway. Here in South Louisiana, I mean, that's how we do it. We season everything. I mean, I sprinkle Tony's on everything from pasta to popcorn. Father Nile at St. Francis of Assisi, he brings Tony's with him everywhere he travels. And booyah, Tony's is hot, y'all. That just lights up the dish. But seriously, how do you season your world? How do you bring light to your environments? Jesus goes on to tell us that your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. So how do you shine your light? Many of us view sharing our faith as a private thing. We're uncomfortable sharing and giving our testimony. We cite passages like the one in Matthew chapter 6 about not letting our right hand know what our left hand is doing so that our almsgiving is secret. So what are we to do? What we are to do is first acknowledge that God is the source of all we have and all we are. He owns everything. And so everything we have are gifts from God. In overwhelming gratitude, we give back to God, we praise God, and we give. In other words, we shine our light. We do this by supporting the mission of the church with our time, talent, and treasure, helping the poor and the most vulnerable amongst us with clothing, housing, food, and education. We season our environments and the larger community when we help young women with the support they need to choose life. When we shine our lights by putting God first, others see the good that we do, and it influences them to want to do good too, bringing them into a closer relationship with God. And isn't that what's most important? How does your giving and the way you live your life bring salt and light to your community?